Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio feature on BullMarketRun.com. I'm John Hallstein. With me right now from the Vancouver Resource Show is Mr. Bill Fisher, chairman of GoldQuest Mining, GQC, on the TSX Venture Exchange, which on May 23rd reported a whopper of a hole, a significant discovery at its Las Tres Palmas project in the Dominican Republic. Mr. Fisher is highly respected in the industry, given previous success stories with Aurelian Resources and Globestar. Could GoldQuest be a hat trick for Bill Fisher? Quite possibly. Bill, we've had you on BMR before. Thank you for joining us again at this very busy time for you and the company, and congratulations on a stellar hole, 231 meters grading 2.4 grams per ton gold plus copper as well. Fantastic.
Thank you very much, John. Yeah, no, we're really pleased to have had this hole. It's an area we've been working in for some time. In fact, the company discovered this area of gold mineralization, and now we've hit a great big hole, and it seems to have got some resonance in the market.
This discovery, Bill, has certainly been the result of perseverance on the ground by your crew, including some very extensive IP work.
I'm always a big fan of multidisciplinary exploration. The previous work was done, the ore bodies in the past were found, outcropped, they stuck out of the side of the hillside, so we followed them in. This is the first time IP, which is induced polarization geophysics, has been used on the property, and sure enough, it caused a number of these anomalies which we checked, and this one is the most northerly one, and the most northwesterly one, and it came out, it's much richer than everything else we found, it's much thicker, and it's open in all directions as well as at depth as well.
Give us a picture, Bill, of your land package around the Romero discovery.
Yeah, we hold the whole land in every direction. We hold the land 7 or 8 kilometers north of this discovery. Mm-hmm. That's all our staked land and our concessions. The thing's about 2.5 kilometers long. In the south is the Escandalosa, 400,000-ounce resource at about 2.6 grams, which is open pittable, so that's very reasonable. Then there's a Blanca area, which we were checking out, but didn't find any more mineralization. Then we moved up to Honda Valle, and now this Romero. The Romero to the north is it's 231 meters of 2.4 grams and about 0.5% copper. But it is open in all directions. We have some guidance from the geophysics, but right now with one hole, it can be as big or as small as one likes to think. Obviously, drilling is like that. You never know. But more than one hole, we need to do a lot more drilling to understand any size or the implications of this hole. But it's a very good start.
Bill, there's so much to like about this hole and some major differences between the mineralization at Romero and elsewhere along this trend from Escandalosa Sur in the south. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, the important thing is it's 231 meters of 2.4 grams, and then there's as you go deeter into it, you've got a 160-meter section that's of 3 grams and at 0.62% copper. Mm-hmm. There's a great big thickness, and it's open at the bottom, so we don't know how deep it is yet, so we have to do further deeper drilling. Mm-hmm. So it's very significant in terms of thickness. We think that we don't know whether we've got, it's a one-hole wonder. We've shot down a structure, and it's not structural play. It's in a volcanic sequence that tend to be kind of large. Mm-hmm. But that's just a comment that you can't back up yet until we do further drilling. Mm-hmm. So we're very pleased that we can get onto this right away.
If Romero is a flat lying deposit, Bill, you may have something very, very significant here.
Yeah, if it's a flat lying deposit, it can be. I mean, that would mean that the true width is 230 meters or something like that, or more, because it's still open at depth. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're hoping, because all the other deposits in the district are flat-lying. So we're rather hoping it's flat-lying. Mm-hmm. If it's up on end, it could be much thinner, but let's hope it's what it looks like to us at this time. So we're hoping for the best, planning for the worst.
What do the geophysics tell you going further north, Bill, further north of Romero and northwest of Romero?
There's from extending along this trend from the Escandalosa to Honda Valle through to this Romero discovery, the conductivity goes to the northwest and actually goes off the grid that we did, off the geophysical grid that we did. In the chargeability, which looks a bit deeper into the sulfides, it looks like there's some crust faulting. There's various pods, which over time we'll check them all, obviously.
What kind of deposit model would you say you're looking at here, Bill? What sort of geological processes have occurred to produce a hole like this.
Well, this is probably, there's a heat engine at the bottom, which is like a big volcanic center. Fluids have come up with gold and copper, and they've come to a porous horizon in the volcanics and gone into it. This is a fairly common model that often is seen underneath a deposit type called a volcanogenic massive sulfide, which usually is on the seafloor. But this sequence seems not to have come to the seafloor. So it's sub-seafloor hot fluids. This model we see over a 100-kilometer stretch in this area, going right up to the Haitian border and across the Haitian border, and of which we have 50 kilometers of the strike length. And so in two or three places we see this same mineralization. So the mineralization system is kind of understood, but what, how big and the size and the, this actual discovery area is only known in one drill hole. So we have to be careful about any estimations which we cannot make of it at this time.
What really strikes you about this hole, Bill? Is it the consistency and the distribution of the gold mineralization that you've seen here in this discovery hole?
Yeah, that's what's striking about this hole. Sometimes you get some very high grades that can affect the grade of the whole intersection. We haven't got that in this case. Virtually every intersection, every 2-meter intersection, we sampled it from top to bottom, has gold in it. Some of them are much higher, but statistically, they're well within a single deposit type. We're not seeing very high grade narrow intervals, which you can then smear over big areas. And we work very closely with the Toronto Stock Exchange market surveillance to be sure that they were comfortable that we were reporting this correctly, even before we made the announcement.
What's the drilling strategy going forward from here, Bill? You've drilled just the one hole at Romero, and it was the discovery hole. Where do you go from here?
We're going to step out 25 meters in each direction, which is only 10% of the length of this drill hole. So this will give us a sense of geometry. We'd like to think it's flat lying, but if the thing's saying at 45 degrees, we'll find out within the next 2 to 3 weeks the orientation of this deposit, whether this very, very impressive thickness is actually true or just you drilled down sideways into something. And so all these, I want to satisfy those basic questions before we start stepping out looking for size. I just want to make sure that geologically we understand what's going on, and that'll help us in making our drill program. So we've raised some money, we're going to do a short program, and then at that point I'll announce what the larger program might be.
I'm with Bill Fisher, chairman of GoldQuest Mining, the hottest exploration play on the TSX Venture Exchange right now. You're listening to a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com. This is part one of my conversation with Bill. Much more to come. Be sure to watch out for part two very shortly.